WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're going to be getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road, presented by the Maryland Lottery, as well as our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. We're going to be doing the vegan crab cake with a little unique twist on this. We've had some folks that are shellfish intolerant and have requested vegan crab cakes. We're going to be at the Land of Kush, downtown Baltimore, next week. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be on Wednesday. And I tell you what, next week's a big deal because it's Preakness Week around here. And we have the Derby winner, perhaps the most long shot of all long shots. And look, I thought Leonard Raskin and I were friends. I thought we were close. I had no idea that he snuck off to the Kentucky Derby. You know, dude, you spend all this time around here talking about the American dream and saving a few nickels to rub together. And Lord knows I could save some nickels to rub together. But I think I've been to like 8 or 9 derbies at this point. I have always considered it to be the best event in America. I think I have expressed that to you over a Pappas crab cake from time to time. And apparently you went on walkabout this week here in Louisville, Kentucky, looking for roses, huh?
We did look for roses, look for the Twin Spires, found them both. A good friend from Louisville called me up early last week, said, "Hey dude, we had somebody back out. He has club level tickets to the Derby." And he said, "You want them? You can get out here. They're yours." I said to the wife, "Happy Mother's Day. We're going to Kentucky. It's a bucket list item." And off we went. A little quick 3-hour delayed, albeit wonderful flight out there.
Did you go to the Oaks Friday or just to the Derby?
Did not. Flew in Friday night.
Okay. So the Oaks is serious. So
yeah, no, didn't get to the Oaks.
I love the Oaks. And so, yeah. So the Oaks is one of those. So the way it was always explained to me, I went to my first Derby in 1996. And the way it was explained to me, if you're local, and I didn't know anything about the Oaks. I had been to 20 Preaknesses and never heard of the Oaks, right?
Yep.
But the Oaks is the day, like, if you're Mr. Raskin at Raskin Global and you're Mr. Big and you've got your box or your seats or whatever, you buy the weekend and you give those to the secretaries, to your daughter, to your son.
It's
the young person's Derby. The paddock is just full of energy. It's almost like a little bit collegiate, a little bit Southern, but more than that, it's the local. Locals go to Oaks. Tourists come in like you and go to the Derby.
So the guy we were with, the family has 20 tickets to the club area for the Oaks.
What happened to his tickets on Friday?
Somebody younger than you
took them in local.
they give those away or they sell those off or whatever it is. So they Oaks'd. We didn't Oaks. We got in late Friday night, got up for a beautiful Saturday, dreary, cloudy Kentucky Derby morning. It was magnificent. Just seeing the place was way cool. Hanging out. It's huge, isn't it? It's huge. The 180,000 people in attendance and the betting on the races. So here's how well I know horses.
I like colors, numbers, names, jockeys.
First numbers. Then I love a jet black colt.
Oh, okay.
So jet black horse gets my bet if I can find it. The problem is pre-race, you don't know until like the last 10 minutes what they look like. So the boy was at home. So I sent a text to the boy. I said, "Give me a number between 1 and 10, because that's how many horses were in the race. He said 9. We bet 9. We won.
Nice.
But that only happened once out of 4 times. So I stopped taking his picks.
Funniest guy in the world because you're the least likely to probably buy lottery tickets. You're probably the least likely to go down and gamble on the Ravens or go down to sports wagering.
Nope.
You're probably the last guy to go to Vegas and roll dice unless you just
happen to be there.
You know,
if I happen to be there for a conference, I'll roll some dice, but that's about it. And then I only do it with friends that at least can tell me how to bet. So I at least have decent odds. But here it was just a, dare I say, crapshoot. I know nothing about the horses except they're beautiful animals and watching them run is just amazing. And so straight through the Derby, you know, bet a couple horses here and there. And of course I had my play for the Derby. I had it down cold because the two horses that I bet on for the Derby were Bob Baffert's two horses that his assistant trainer was taking over. I figured for sure one of them had to come in, didn't come in anywhere. Lost some money on the Derby. Nothing significant. I'm not betting enough to matter because I work way too hard for it and don't believe in gambling. That to me wasn't gambling. It was a day of fun. It was entertainment. Spend some money. So be it. Anyway,
horse. Yeah, you're not going to be the guy here taking people's money to, you know, in the real world and saying, right, "Hey, go to the horse races."
Yeah, right. No, not happening. So I'll tell you, this was really cool. The one of the boxes, the first box, we're in the whatever area, the club area. The first box in the club area was rented, I guess, or given to the owners of Mo Donegal. I don't know anything about horses, but Mo Donegal came in as like the second, first or second favorite in the race. And they had 250 people there. There were 30 some owners of that horse as a syndicate. And the woman whose husband actually owned the horse as the general partner here, and a number of the owners were in this box. So they, we gave them the rail at the Derby to watch their horse. And these people were nuts. I mean, there was 200 people up there in their green and gold silks, with their name badges around their necks, watching the Derby, screaming like lunatics. And a couple of them were idiots. A couple of them were really cool people, but so I didn't bet on their horse. So I'm screaming for another horse. They're screaming for their horse. Their horse apparently stumbled out of the gate or something and came in fifth. So they were not happy. 250 not happy horse owners.
Well, there's a lot of unhappy horse owners when on Derby Day, because there's so many horses.
Right, but they had 20 horses in the race, but they had the horse, of course, but not so much. But what did happen, which was kind of crazy, one of the guys that was hanging out with the group that we were with put $20 on the winner.
And that's pretty good at 80-1.
It paid off $1,630.
Well, that pays for most of the day, or at least a few of those mid to stand there, Leonard.
Yeah, I don't know what he lost the rest of the day, but he I think he covered.
Did you have a mint julep? Did you get one in the glass?
I did. Got a glass, had a mint julep, had some other thing. The Oaks had an Oaks drink, which was a vodka drink. Brought home the glasses. Absolutely. A great day. Beautiful people, great day, lots of fun. On to the Preakness.
No. Run me through, because I love talking about it. Leonard Raskin is here. He's Raskin Global. He invests money. You've heard him here on the program. And from time to time, we're going to get a crab cake together. So first off, I haven't been to the Derby since before my wife had cancer. I bet it's been 2007 or 8 or 9 was our last Derby. So it's been over a decade. They had done the grandstand there and the clubhouse. They had redone everything. They were in the process of doing that. Tell you how long ago it was. The celebrity that my wife talks the most about running into was Patrick Swayze. He's no longer with us, right?
He's so a ghost.
Yeah, there you go. So that's how long ago it was. I've told everyone. Now, I'll go through the things I've been to. World Cups, 28 Super Bowls. I've been to the NBA Finals. I've seen three Cups skated, and I'll have a little Barry Trotz update, because when you were watching the Derby, I was with a Stanley Cup champion and future Hall of Famer Barry Trotz up on Long Island. But I've probably been to 75 World Series games. I've been to lots and lots of things.
Yep.
To me, the Derby is, from a spectator standpoint, and I had someone the other day making the case on the Indianapolis 500 and kissing the bricks and flying to Indianapolis. Yeah. Trotsy was telling me, but Trotz went to the Indianapolis 500 a few years ago, and he said he was in a bad mood. He had just gotten eliminated by the Red Wings. You know, it was one of those he didn't want to go, but he had the greatest day ever. And I told him he should go to the Derby. He never wants to go to the Derby because he wants to be playing hockey on May.
Right. Absolutely.
So literally, and he always sees Eddie, calling the hockey player at the Derby doing the NBC broadcast. Yep. So for you, what have you been to and what have you not? We talked about Wimbledon a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
that was the long
there.
Time. You're going to do Wimbledon and the Derby in the same year. You're feeling yourself.
Pretty good.
Raskin.
Pretty good. Heading to Wimbledon this June, late June. Did the Derby now. That's checked off. Have not been to the Indy 500. Have a good friend that has invited me. This year we will be in Wimbledon, so that won't be happening, but we'll get there the next year or so, hopefully. Been to World Series, been to Super Bowls, seen the Cup skated, have not been to the Daytona 500 and had my ears blasted by those cars. Now, one of the things they've done at the Derby you'd appreciate, right on the rail on the home stretch, they've moved seats back about six rows, and they've put in these curvy couches right on the rail with a big table. It's, I think, $5,000 a person, 10 tickets. You have to buy all 10. And you get a table, and you get 10 seats right on the rail, and you get waiter, waitress service at your table. And
get,
man,
the crab cakes, whatever you get.
That's the right. Cakes. The Kentucky crab cakes. And so for me, you know, we didn't get downstairs, but what I know, because I haven't been to the horses in years either, but what I really enjoy and would love to do, maybe the day before, is the day before the Derby, is the Black Eyed Susan, right?
Correct. That was always the pink party. That's the right. Pink day for breast right. cancer.
Right. But what I remember, I went to that once years and years ago. And what I remember about being downstairs on the rail watching that was the feel of the hoofbeats when those horses go rolling around that track. And I can only imagine at the Derby, 20 horses running in that pack out of the starting gate had to just be exhilarating to be down there. It was really cool being upstairs, seeing it from up top, but to be down there on the rail and actually feel that coming down the home stretch had to be amazing.
But that energy looking out over the crowd,
oh,
that
awesome.
Energy
it's
inspires.
Awesome. And people are screaming, people are cheering.
Home.
Yeah, they're people are screaming. Stuff, right? People are carrying on. They're screaming. They're going wild.
Everybody now, looks good, though. You know,
oh,
it's the day
goodness.
To look good.
Oh, my goodness. The suits, the suits, the dresses, the hats, the... It's just unbelievable what people are looking like. I mean, I didn't snap pictures of people because I felt it rude, but boy, there were some outfits there. some serious suits, some crazy suits. I don't know where you buy these suits, but I guess
Lamar had a great suit at the Barnstable Brown party on Friday night. He had like a little checkerboard thing going. Look good.
There you go. Yeah, he got the keys to the city. Got the keys to the city, right? For Louisville.
He's getting a statue, jersey
right.
retired. He'll be right,
right
next to Johnny U. Now, if we can just make
say,
some
you
games
think
in
he's
January.
Johnny U. You think he's Johnny U already. I mean, let the man win something.
Did you have any celebrity sightings or did your wife see anybody? Do you see anybody cool or no?
There was some guy there that's tight end tryout for the Colts or something. Who cares?
Okay.
And so the guy that I was with said he saw Ray Lewis. I didn't see Ray Lewis. He said, dude, I think that was Ray Lewis. And I'm like, where? Like, he left.
No, here's the thing about the Derby, and I'm being really honest with you. If you think that's Ray Lewis, it is. Because,
right.
like, everybody's there. Now,
right.
keeping
well,
in mind,
I would've seen him.
This weekend was a little weird, and I'll be honest with you. And you and I talked about IRL and the Grand Prix in Baltimore
yep,
and different
yep.
things like that and cars that go fast, right?
They're in Miami.
That Miami thing competed with the Derby for celebrities in a Jordan Brady
yeah,
kind
sure.
of way. And Miami's got like weather built in and girls and
absolutely.
Beach, like all that
absolutely.
Kentucky doesn't have. So I was a little shocked that this Miami F1 thing sucked the celebrities out of Kentucky in a way. Look, man, horse racing's its time is gone. It's come and gone, right? Like
your favorite president was there.
Oh, I heard that. Speaking of washed up, right? Exactly. So washed up. There you go. At the track. That's
big,
the point.
Big Don't, USA chant. Big USA chant going up. You know, he was there.
Know, it's Kentucky. What do you want me to say politically?
Hey, there
you
go.
Have that conversation.
No,
I'm not
going
to win that conversation
you
in
know,
Kentucky.
The guy,
that he might be popular.
The guy that we went with said, and this could be true. I have no idea. I didn't look at any of the facts. Said the 2 days, the Oaks and the Derby, are the only 2 days that pull the track Churchill Downs into the positive financially.
Well, that's very true of Preakness for all my lifetime.
Yeah,
I mean,
so,
if there was no
so
weekend
amazing,
of Preakness for the business, they'd be out of business.
Yeah, they tear that place down, which
yeah.
I think they're going to do like in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, and listen, it's fascinating that like. You're a couple minutes late today. I thought you weren't here. I thought you had like college stuff going on, your office,
nope.
this, that, whatever. You're rubbing the mint juleps out of your eyes. Leonard Raskin
That's
is
right.
here.
That's
he
right.
is Raskin Global. This is why you like save dough and invest dough. And like, so that when your buddy
American
calls on Tuesday
dream.
And says, I want to go to the Derby once in your life. And you got, it didn't even really rain. It wasn't
no.
horrible.
No,
they,
it wasn't
Was
hot.
It the greatest experience you ever had sports-wise?
No, it was up there. It was top three. It was a blast. I wouldn't say it was the greatest ever. I'm still waiting for Wimbledon and I'm waiting to, I won't be able to kiss the bricks, but I'm waiting to the Indy 500. I think back home again in Indiana, unfortunately, John Neighbors won't be singing it. That's just as classic as it gets for me. So
I met John Neighbors once, or Jim Neighbors once. He was very,
Jim
very
Neighbors,
nice to me.
Jim Neighbors.
I met
go.
Him after 9/11 in a hotel. The Ravens were in Cincinnati and he got trapped. He lived in Hawaii. Or as he said,
yep.
Hawaii, because
yep.
I'll never forget him saying, I live in Hawaii. And I said, he couldn't get home. So he was trapped in the Cincinnati Westin for like during 9/11. And he was just a lovely man. So yes,
yeah, that's what they say.
People talk about Jim Neighbors and all that. So you're Mr. Hockey. All
yes.
right.
Yes.
So I did a few things this weekend that were first. I've only been to Long Island like twice in my life. I don't ask me nice why town. I've been to New York a thousand nice times.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere out in Nassau County, I saw the Islanders play the Caps in the old Nassau County Coliseum in 1986. Yep. I saw the Caps eliminate the Islanders and trash on the ice, all that. This was Bossy, Trottier, Potvin, Smith, Arbor.
Yeah, that didn't happen. All that, supposed to happen.
So that's 36 years ago that I did that. And the only other time I've been to Long Island or anywhere near there, I laid over an ice slip once, but that doesn't count. My wife says, use the bathroom there. That doesn't count. It's an airport layover.
You didn't visit.
I've been to Elmont, New York on three occasions for Triple Crown with buses that we took from WNXT.
Yeah, sure.
Big Brown, Funny Side, and Smarty Jones. I think that's pretty good that I can remember all three of those.
There you go.
So we've done that trip, and we've done the Belt Parkway on a bus and like going out and through like Brooklyn and Queens and getting there. I went this weekend. I drove to Long Island. We spent the day with Barry Trotz, my dear friend, who lives up closer to Uniondale. And I actually had a hotel room. I was right in the parking lot of the old rink. And I was going to see Billy Joel there. When the Caps played the Islanders a few years ago, when Trotz was the Caps coach, we played up there. And I was going to go up. My wife was just getting better. I think my wife was ill at the time, and I just couldn't do it. And so I never went back into that building since 1986. I never saw anything else there. It's still there. I mean, it's got a gold roof. It's pretty. It's small. One thing you notice when you look at it, how small it is compared to like when you see the new arenas, the new
mega arenas,
how giant those things are. So I went out to the UBS arena, which is in the parking lot where we left the drunk guy trying to chase the bus. It was kind of like Fred Flintstone, you know, at the end. We had a guy, we said, we're going to leave you if you're not on the bus. We left him. That is now the UBS arena.
Yep.
So I saw John Mayer in this brand new arena. It's a hockey rink. The thing that I noticed about the arena, it's not like any other arena I've been in that's new, especially one that's 6 months old. It has an inordinate amount of lower bowl seats. Like the lower bowls, more like the Capitol Center was, where it just kind of went on
just
forever.
Just straight up. Yeah.
Yeah. And we love John Mayer. I love Coach Trotz, but the Derby is something everybody stops for, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
We were watching. It was an incredible race, right? Like,
absolutely.
Aside from everything, it's a race you keep watching again and again. You saw a legendary race. You just didn't go to the Derby. You saw something no one's ever seen before, Leonard.
Yeah, 1913. It was a 90-1. So this was the longest odds to win since 1913. And one dude that we were with put $20 on the horse.
Well, it's going to make it interesting here next week. Storylines and certainly I was in Elmont, New York, where they're going to be in 5 weeks. Leonard Raskin is here. We're talking all things money. Well, on the money side and on the investing side and on all of that, it's a living testament when you get to go do things you want to do, right? It makes your sales speech easy at Raskin Global, right?
Well, for sure. You know, the American dream isn't about hoarding your money. It's about doing the things you love to do with the people you love to be with so that you can have those experiences. You know, there's a great commercial on TV right now, if you happen to catch it. It's, Ewan McGregor, I think it is in the commercial. And it's for one of these travel websites. I don't recall which one, maybe Expedia. So they'll like the plug if I got it right. If not, so be it. But he talks about we can get a smarter television, we can get a thinner TV, we can get a faster car. You know, all those things are great. And then he opens up these doors and he says, but it's the places you go, you know, that you'll remember. And experiences is what it's about. You know, again, people don't hoard money to have money. They do it. I had a client that I talked to last week. Her grandson was getting married this weekend, and she helped her daughter and her grandson pay for the wedding that they wanted, along with his wife and their family. And, do you have it for? What do you have it for? You have it so that when they bury you, you know, there's an old joke in my world, and it's out in the financial world, of course. The guy was stingy, stodgy, scroogey for his whole life, and never bought anything, never did anything, never took his family anywhere. And when he died, he wanted to take it all with him. So his wife wrote him a check and put it in the casket. You know, go. See if you can cash that. See if you can cash that where you land. But the fact is, what's the point? You know, you have all this. You create this so you can do things. So you can enjoy things. So you can pay for your kids' college. So you can buy your granddaughter or grandson a car. So you can help them go to college. So you can have the home you want. So you can retire in place. Because, you know, that 2-3-story house and those steps don't work anymore. So you buy that rancher that you want. So you can live in place and retire the way you want and age the way you want. You buy trips like the Kentucky Derby, or you go to the Preakness and you say, you know, I'm going to go to the Preakness. And the last time I went, you know, I'm 75 and I'd really like to go. And the last time I went was the infield, for God's sakes. I was in a mud puddle. So you take a couple bucks and you sit in the grandstand or you sit in a box and you enjoy yourself and you find out that it's an amazing experience and you do these things. And that's what having money is all about, is what's your purpose for it? You give to charities. There are causes that you care about, whether it's religious or health or research or who knows, you know, you help them find the next cure for brain cancer or the first cure for brain cancer, not the next. My goodness, it would be great if there was one. But you help them find the cure for Parkinson's or for whatever it is. You give to a cause you care about. Why? Because you have abundance. And this is the great, I'll wrap my monologue with this. It's the great misnomer of the far left, if you will, of those that cry against the people that have money, that they have too much or they don't need what they have or we should tax them more. You know, wealthy people fund philanthropy like crazy. And they buy cars. And when you buy a car, somebody has to put that car together. And they buy groceries. And somebody has to work in the grocery store. And all the jobs, all, make sure and get that. All the jobs ever created are created out of capitalism, created out of wealth. Poor people don't create jobs. Wealthy people create jobs. Even the government jobs. If there wasn't taxation, there'd be no government jobs. Every job that's ever been created has been created out of capitalism, out of people creating wealth that creates a product or service, as you do, that other people want. Somebody wants to listen to you. If nobody wanted to listen, there'd be no Baltimore Positive. If people didn't want to listen, there'd be no sponsors. If there were no sponsors, you'd have no income. I don't know how you make it otherwise. And that's the same in every field. Anything you can name, somebody had to make, somebody had to buy, somebody had to produce, and somebody had to buy it. And people with money buy it. So why? Because they have the money and they want to enjoy it. And then charity, philanthropy is enormous. There aren't many poor people raising money to cure cancer. I mean, they give a couple bucks.
I'm glad you enjoyed it this week. You know what I mean? Because we always talk about this and things you're going to do with it. And you're usually a good time guy. You like to have fun. But the last 2 years, it's been harder to pick our spots to have fun, right? So when the world opens up and I can go give Coach Trotz a hug and spend the day with Nolan, his son, and watching the Derby and watching the horses and seeing Long Island, you know, and all of its glory, I'm going to do that.
While I was in Louisville.
Well, you're going to be at Pimlico next week. The Preakness comes to Baltimore. We have the Derby winner. You can always find Leonard at Raskin Global. I am wearing the shirt. Lots and lots of information up at RaskinGlobal.com. You can find him. Hey, next week we're going to come back talk about hockey. I'll give you some Trotzisms when we come back. I'll tell you why I love Barry Trotz next week. How about that?
There you go. Beautiful.
He is Leonard Raskin. I am Nestor Aparicio. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, talking sports and Derby and Preakness and draft and even Adley Rutschman soon. We are BaltimorePositive.com.